All right, true believers, welcome to a new episode of Hard in Marvel Podcast. I am your host, as always, Justin. What's up, guys? Avengers Endgame movie tickets are on sale now. I hope you guys are in line. This morning, I already got mine, but this morning, I actually had to wait an hour on Fandango just to get mine. But hey, guys, that was like 8 in the morning, but hopefully, good luck to you guys getting the tickets. But speaking of tickets, guys, we are still doing those giveaways, the Avengers Endgame movie ticket giveaway. In order to win that, you have to be a subscriber to our YouTube channel. So go find us on YouTube, Hard in Marvel Podcast. And good luck, guys, because we are going to get that winner. We're going to get that winner the week of Avengers Endgame premiere. So hopefully, guys, in order to win that, guys, all you have to do is go to YouTube, find us, hit that subscribe button, the notification bell, like the latest video, and comment what your favorite superhero is on that latest video. So a lot to talk about, guys. Sorry, I've been away for a very long time, probably like a week or two. If you guys know what I do a lot of digital media in the corporate world and nonprofits and all that, so we have a big conference this weekend of the first week of April, so I do apologize for that. But again, guys, thank you for so much of you guys' patience when I hit those kind of little pockets. But again, a lot to talk about today, guys, so let's kind of go through the list here. Probably the biggest news right now, just kind of like going off of my list here, is the Eternals movie that they kind of just signed. I think we confirmed that that they signed Angelina Jolie. We don't really know what she's going to play. We can always kind of like assume going down the list of the kind of lead characters of the Eternals. So we can talk about that. But yes, so they're kind of eyeing that, which I believe is a really, really cool casting. Due to that, we can see how big Marvel Studios is going and is it getting bigger. We see, you know, Jake Gyllenhaal. We're seeing so many big stars coming into these sectors. You know, of course, the first one was Robert Downey. Now, see, I didn't say Cuban Gooding. Now, I said Robert Downey. So that's probably the big news. But also with that, I want to hear what you guys think. And again, wherever you're listening to, if you can comment on this, most likely YouTube. If not, if you're listening to this, head on over to YouTube because I kind of want to hear what you guys think. But big news is that in the Eternals production, it is confirmed that they are going to have an openly gay character and they're leaning towards Hercules. Now, I'm coming from a standpoint of a comic fan, okay? So not really against the LGBT community. But you know, this is a little weird to hear, honestly. I understand business and trying to get, you know, just like politics, you know, we're getting more into the politics now, which I don't like to get into, but I want to hear what you guys think. Is this a good approach? You know, is this a good thing to do? Is this a good thing to manipulate a storyline just to get that type of audience to make more money for that audience to buy movie tickets? I'm leaning towards this, being that I'm a Marvel fan all my life. I really kind of, I'm kind of like a little bit eerie about these kind of moves here. And especially that Hercules is going to be casted as the openly gay character. Now, I don't really know what to feel about this because Hercules is not, in that sense, the starting line of the Eternals. Now, I know that in some latest comics that we have Hercules' character, you know, in the new Avengers team, but I don't really agree with this type of movement in this storyline. So I want to hear what you guys think about the Eternals as well as casting this openly gay character to play as Hercules, and Hercules is going to be gay in the Eternals, being that Eternals is going to be that next big series. Kevin Feige says this next big series is going to be the Eternals, which I'm really looking forward to. The Eternals, even though it wasn't that big of a series coming out back in the day, And I can do a later video of breaking down the Eternals and what that really is. But just give you a little synopsis here. You know, basically the Celestials like million years ago came to Earth to experiment on the human race. And they accelerate the evolution of like a few subjects, okay? Giving them potential to mentally control small amounts of cosmic energy. These people became the Eternals, okay? A nearly immortal race of people. They're thousands and thousands and millions of years old, but I think the MCU is going to bring it into a thousand instead of a million. But this is when we get into the Skrull territory, because we have some other races that came out of that called the Deviants, I think it was, and that's where the Skrulls kind of come out of. So we can see these storylines kind of cross path. So I'm still interested in what they're going to be doing, but I know it's really, really early on to hear anything. But again, this could be just, you know, stuff from, you know, outside space, you know, it could be a lie. So, but anyways, I want to know what you guys think about this. But now, in-game post-credit scenes, what are we having now? We already know that we're already in the in-game days here. We're only a couple weeks out. And I didn't want to do any spoilers, because I wanted to be so open to go into this movie. Now, again, this is not like any other movie. This is not like Infinity War. This is not like Civil War. This is not like when Iron Man first started. This is not like Avengers. It's kind of like Avengers, because we're making history. But there's no other movie that has ever been done like this. So I want to be really, really open to going into that. But we still do theories. So if you have been listening, and if you're new here, just for this past couple months, I haven't been doing any spoilers. Now, I've been hardcore on spoilers, because I have friends in the industry, a couple friends working on The Mandalorian and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, I kind of, for this type of point in time, right, in time, that I didn't want to do any spoilers. So, but talking about that, the in-game post-credit scene setting up the next 10 years of Marvel, Kevin Feige recently said and came out, I think in an interview, I think yesterday or a couple days ago, that, you know, Thanos has made villains. He has made villains over this time of getting the Infinity Stones. And with that being said, that we will be seeing some basically potential building up into what will be our next villain in the next 10 years. Now, again, I don't think, and I'm pretty sure that Thanos won't die. He won't die. He's too big of a character to die, so they'll probably put him on a shelf, lock him up somewhere, and put him in the negative zone. I don't know, you know, but I can kind of see that going. But then, so the post-credit scenes, I believe that we are going to get an Eternals post-credit scene. I really do. But also, I think that we're going to get the next, like, quote-unquote new Avengers setup. I really think that we are going to get a new Avengers setup, and just kind of like what we saw at the end of the Age of Ultron, we have that little Steven Rogers Avengers Assemble kind of thing, and we see the new set of roster, but they were not called the new Avengers. But I do think the new series of Avengers movies that's going to come out is going to be called the New Avengers. I really do think so. So I think that's going to be setting that up, because again, after this, after Spider-Man Far From Home, there's not going to be a Marvel movie for a little bit, just for a little bit, because I think the next one up is the Black Widow movie, I believe. And of course, we know that James Gunn signed back on to Guardians 3, but I called it. I'm going to say that I'm going to milk it as much as I can here on Hard in Marvel, guys. Just like Red Skull, I didn't have to look at the prelude comic to basically predict that. But guys, I called it. I called James Gunn. Now, I'm not saying I'm the only one. I know I'm a big part of a community that they're going to bring him back. But a lot of the people in a lot of the communities that I was in, they were saying, no, I don't think that's going to happen, Justin. But hey, called it. I'm gonna milk it as much as I can. Get some points here. So what do you guys think about the post-credit scenes? What do you think is going to be? Leave in the comments below. I'm giving all these things that you guys can put in the comments below here. Also, who is the villain? Who could be the villain? Who could be the main villain? Not the main villain, but who could be the next villain for the next 10 years? Now, a lot of people say Annihilus, which, yes, I mean, it could go that way. I really do. But being that we're messing with time and timelines, and now this is not anything new here in Heart of the Marvel. We talked about this, but Kang the Conqueror, I think that'd be really, really cool. Now, I'm not saying, I know people hear this and they go crazy, but I'm not saying that they're, I mean, to build a character, you know, in games, but I'm saying introduce, give some little breadcrumbs in there. That's what I'm saying. So, but the in-game reviews already saying that it has a double whammy, like even a double or a triple amount of shock that Infinity Wars contained. So we are in for a very roller coaster, because again, at the end of the day, it's 3 hours and 2 minutes, guys, give or take, you know, 2 hours and 58, 59 minutes because of the length of the credits. But yeah, you know, the reviews are saying this, so that's why I'm so excited to leave myself totally open to that. So now, and this is the biggest thing that I want you guys to hear. Now, what is y'all's predictions? What is y'all's predictions? This is probably the biggest thing I want to hear from you guys. The biggest prediction of what it will make in the opening weekend. Now, this is the thing. It is confirmed that this movie will open up in every market in the world in the same weekend. Now, I want you to understand the biggest market is China, okay? So I'm saying, now this is going to be crazy. I'm saying in the opening weekend, okay, opening weekend around 2.5 to 3, no, I'm not going to say that. Let me say this. Anywhere from $1 to $2 billion, okay? I'm going to say right now, in the opening weekend of Avengers Endgame, being that it's going to open up in every market in the world, okay? Now, China alone, I think, made, I don't know if it was Infinity Wars or Captain Marvel. No, it had to have been Infinity Wars. Now, this is after, you know, I think it was a couple weeks after, but I think it's like anywhere around $500 to $700 million in that weekend. You know, I think it was Avengers Infinity War or Age of Ultron. I'm not too sure, but I'm calling it here right now. Opening weekend, Avengers Endgame, anywhere from $1 to $2.5 billion in that weekend, because China's going to get that money there. But yeah, all right, let me know what your request is down below in the comments, guys, or anywhere that you are hearing this that you can comment. Hit me up on any of the social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, DM me about your requests. But guys, that Avengers Endgame movie tickets, guys, they're going. You better hurry and get those, just free tickets, you know. You don't have to save $20, you know. But hit that subscribe button on the YouTube. Guys, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hear me rant. As always, guys, I am Justin, and thank you for listening to Heart in the Marvel podcast. Stay awesome and stay blessed, true believers.